Phone Boy Speaks, episode 248, Not the News. Here's some douchebags in the news media talking about, well, the news media and its relationship with their entertainment arms of, you know, in this case, NBC.
The two entities are sometimes at war with each other. I can't tell you how many fights we've had internally about whether to cover, we want to cover some live news event, and you know, those guys on the West Coast, they want to, you know, run some rerun of Parks and Recreation, yeah, or whatever,
Great show.
Because they'll make money that way, and they don't want to, you know, and so there's, it's actually the relationship is bad. It's never great. It's either okay or really bad.
I can't believe we're airing our corporate dirty laundry.
But that's
the way business works.
Let me just say that the thing is, the fact that Nicole, who comes here and is a good bit, and that you've worked for other networks, asked me before, hey, is there a real division, makes you realize that people really don't understand that, Chuck, as you just said,
that's right.
Like news hates entertainment.
And entertainment hates news.
And entertainment hates
news. Because
all
we do is take up, anytime, you know, we take up precious time that they can sell ads, you know, promoting America's Got Talent. So, but the...
Notice the sneer he said that way.
I love it. No, and I say that, hey, actually, please, NBC Entertainment, can you please make some money? You know, that's what we're all...
Yeah, and you get the idea, right? I mean, that's that the news people and the entertainment people, of course, are, you know, at war, and really, you know, all network anything is, whether it's news or entertainment, it's all about making money, right? And it's all about getting eyeballs. It's all about, you know, what's going to make the most money. And so, yes, they you know, this is why you see reruns of some things versus, you know, live coverage, you know, like on CNN or any of these other things, because some of these news events aren't going to, you know, they're not going to necessarily make money. They're doing, you know, you don't really make money on news unless you are I don't know. I mean, news is a product like anything else. And yeah, so, you know, entertainment's always going to win every time. And this is why you see entertainment in newscasts for, you know, because that gets people, you know, that makes money, I think. And so, yeah, they're, unfortunately, real news, and I'm not talking about the fake celebrity news, I'm talking about real news that might actually inform us and educate us about what's going on in the world, it doesn't pay. And so, there's always a conflict between the news people and the entertainment people, because entertainment makes money and news does not. And so, that's the reality. And yeah, and you wonder why, when you watch the news, that you're not informed. You have to go to other sources, done by people that feel passionate about what it is that they're doing, and don't necessarily have they don't have that bigger interest, I guess, you know. And so this is why I think the alternative media streams are going to be doing so much better, because basically, they have less overhead. I'm not saying that they're not going to necessarily find all the stories, but somebody who's very passionate about something, who really wants to get to the bottom of stuff, can actually, you know, do a fair amount of research on something. And yeah, you might have, you may have to raise money. I don't know if you want to go be boots on the ground or something. So, you know, real news isn't cheap, but, you know, what's going to pay for it, right? I mean, what's in the financial interest of these different companies that have news organizations, and, you know, they have to make money, and still, you know, people don't pay for news. I mean, look at all the companies that are just, you know, trying to do online news, and, you know, the newspapers are dying out and such, and the reason why finding real news, I mean, is so hard to find, is because it just doesn't make money, and it costs money to make news. And so, and you wonder why we're all so ill-informed. And, you know, of course, the other part of it is that most people just don't care. And, you know, that's the real sad part about all this, is that, people get fed just garbage news, and they don't demand better. And so, people continue to watch all of these crappy news shows and, you know, crappy news channels, although CNN's ratings aren't so great, but and we're getting exactly what we're demanding. And so, I guess, people like me who look at, you know, alternative news sources definitely, you know, are better informed because we're getting, you know, closer to the truth rather than, you know, just being entertained, which is exactly what happens on, you know, NBC and ABC and CBS and Fox and whatever. Right. And all of those sources are, you know, are infotainment and, you know, not really news. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.